This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Now, to talk about Shador, whether he's a lock to make the roster, the guy's guy thing, and so much more, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know her as a Cleveland.com plain dealer, Browns reporter Ashley Bastock joins us now. Ashley, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and oh my gosh, did you guys play Style by Taylor Swift a minute ago because you knew the biggest Swiftie in Cleveland media was about to come on? Like, how fitting.
Ashley, listen, you know I love and respect your Taylor Swift fandom, but it's arguable whether or not you're the biggest one at Cleveland.com because Chris Fedor, I think, does hold the mantle there. Only because...
No, that is so false, by the way, and I'm friends with Chris, and that is just wrong.
Inaccurate. Ashley, listen, I know you've detailed your reports in going to Pittsburgh to go ahead and see Taylor Swift, but you've never turned down a five-figure sum in order to go see Taylor Swift. So until you do, Chris is going to hold that mantle for me.
Well, I don't know what to say other than you're wrong, but whatever. I mean, for weeks up until the Eras Tour, my mom was like, hey, have you thought about selling one of these? And I was like, no. And then leading into it that week when tickets were going for, as you said, five figures, she's like, are you sure you don't even want to sell one? And I'm like, no, I'm actually all set to see both of these shows. Thanks. So, you know, big day in the Swiftie world. Taylor gets her Masters back, but you know, it's always a big day in Cleveland.
You're climbing the rankings there in the Swiftie fanhood then. Now that, so we have two people at Cleveland.com essentially that have turned down five figures in order to go see Taylor Swift, which tells me Cleveland.com pays you guys way too much money. That's what that tells me.
Been saying that for a while.
Also, I mean, I've been to every tour prior to that in Cleveland. So, like, I've paid my dues. I've paid my Swiftie dues.
What a flex there.
Well, I mean, it makes it sound like Chris is just is he a bandwagon Swiftie fan?
He's a Johnny Come Lately Taylor Swift fan. People bandwagon. Have been saying that about Fedor.
We've been talking about that with Fedor now.
I'm going to have to text him.
Mm.
You guys do. I mean, I'm curious. If he tries to fight me on this,
let's go.
I have to yell at him. Like, he should not even fight me on this. Like, part of me is like, call him now and like, let's have a Swiftie off. But it's me. Like, it's comical that you're even trying to compare us, Jonathan. I'm sorry.
Look at that.
It's very funny to me.
I like this. All right.
You know, your confidence has completely sold me. If I'm being honest, I'm like, you're definitely the bigger Swiftie fan.
So basically, if somebody just comes on air and says, no, you're wrong. I'm the biggest Swiftie fan
in this instance.
That will okay.
Yes, in this instance, right. There's confidence attached to this that I can appreciate and respect.
Ashley, is Shador Sanders a lock to make the Browns?
You know, I think for me, it is like you kind of have to couch that original sentiment, right? Which I know you guys said in the lead-in that, well, how many fifth-round picks would be locks? Like, I would be pretty shocked if he wasn't on the roster, just given how we know how protective Andrew Berry has been of his draft picks. Like, it takes a lot for him to move on from guys. I mean, he went like 3 years without even cutting one of them, right? I think Richard LeCount III was the first one. And there have been more that they've parted ways with since. But I think even like the guys they take late, right? Like seventh rounders. I think about a guy like Juwan Briggs, the defensive tackle. I would be like shocked if he's not on the roster this year either. Like, they are very particular about their draft picks. And I think, especially with quarterbacks, here's the other reason why I would be shocked. They want to make a team bite and come and get one of those guys. We saw them do it last year. Obviously, no one would bite on Stu Puntley, and they ended up just getting rid of him. But I think with quarterbacks, they're going to want somebody to bite on one of these guys. And I would think you're going to want to wait and see, okay, maybe do some roster maneuvering. How can you keep somebody on the practice squad if you have to? You might not even need to do that, though. And then see if they can make somebody come and trade for one of them. I think that would be the most likely option to me. And we know, you know, they were shopping Jameis Winston a little bit last year early when they felt like Dorian Thompson-Robinson had tied him for that backup job. So that's what I think is actually most likely, is they would keep everyone and try to potentially wait it out and see if somebody gets hurt, another team needs a quarterback, and whether they could potentially execute a trade. But I don't even think like necessarily that's Shador. Like, what if it's Flacco or somebody else? You know, I think their options are kind of open with that one, but I feel like they would want to get some return for one of these four quarterbacks if it had to get to that point.
Ashley, how convinced are you that it'll be either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco that start week one, one of the perceived to be veterans?
I mean, I'm fairly convinced at this point. I've just kind of been assuming it's going to be Kenny Pickett. And again, you look at the order of operations when we're out at OTAs and who's getting reps, like that kind of affirmed everything that I was already thinking, because you look at how they acquired guys, right? And we've been saying it for a few months now, like Kenny Pickett, they went out and got, and they traded tangible things to Philadelphia in order to acquire him, right? They traded Dorian Thompson-Robinson. They traded a fifth round pick this year. And they think by all accounts that Kenny could be like one of these guys who could revive his career, so to speak. Now, I will say watching Joe Flacco this week, not surprising, like he made everything look fairly seamless. And again, he's played in the Kevin Stefanski system before. I think he's really going to seriously try to push these guys for this starting job. And he's obviously a big competitor, but I think in general, if we're speaking in generalities, I think if you don't have to throw a rookie into the fire in week one of his NFL career, and hey, by the way, these are guys you got in rounds three and rounds five, I think it's better to not have to throw them into the fire immediately. So not only do I think it's going to happen, I'm actually just like kind of in favor of it happening for the sake of Shador and or Dylan Gabriel's development, and not, not throwing them into the fire like that immediately.
Ashley, I lost my mind at the start of the show because I heard a defense of Joe Flacco that was based around the fact that he won in Pittsburgh and the fact that he's young.
You meant Kenny Pickett.
Him too. Mostly Kenny Pickett. So I heard the defense of Kenny Pickett, and it was about the fact that he's got a winning percentage and the fact that he's young. Well, he's going to be 27 in like a week, and I think we can all agree that he maybe didn't. He wasn't the main reason they won in Pittsburgh. So I'm just curious, like, why are the Browns choosing to sell people on that? And Stefanski, like, personally, he's mentioned the youth of Kenny Pickett multiple times instead of just focusing on the fact that skill set wise, he's actually a fit in Kevin Stefanski's system.
Yeah, I truthfully, I guess I don't know. I don't know why that's like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What the focus has been on necessarily, but I mean, I think you look at it from their perspective and why they might be selling, using that as a selling point. I think they're like, well, he maybe didn't get a fair shake in Pittsburgh, where there was a ton of offensive upheaval at the time. Obviously, Matt Canada was his offensive coordinator. Very famously, that game, that week two Monday night game in the 2023 season, which the Steelers won, Pittsburgh fans in Pittsburgh were chanting for them to fire Matt Canada at that point. I mean, things were very volatile. So I truly think that's like a big part of their thinking. And then you're looking last year, he obviously wasn't a starter in Philly. And I think they're hoping that in Philly with Kellen Moore, that he got a chance to develop a bit more. And that's, I think, what they're banking on in terms of when they say he is younger. And obviously, like, he is younger than Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's not a development project in any way, shape, or form. Joe Flacco is who he is. So I think that is why that's become a sort of sticking point when you look at him strictly compared to the other vet on the roster.
Ashley, how'd they look on Wednesday in the voluntary portion that you saw?
You know, it was interesting because it was what we expected, right? We kind of went into it expecting that it would be this dual passing camp, and it was. And quite honestly, people asked me about, you know, how Shador looked. I didn't get to watch a ton of Shador just based on where I was standing out at those practice fields. So people who don't know, who haven't been out to training camp, like, the Browns have four fields that they'll use. So they were splitting the guys up. So primarily where I was watching, it was either Kenny Pickett and Joe, or Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel for one session on the far field. And then on the other field, it would be Shador and Dylan, or I think Shador and Joe at one point, or Joe was just off to the side. So I thought overall, like, Joe Flacco, I said at the top, just looked like everything was so seamless for him. I thought he threw by far. He attempted the deepest pass of the day. I thought he was clicking really well with Jerry Jeudy and Harold Fannin, and I thought those two guys looked amazing. I put a story up today about non-quarterbacks who I thought really stood out, and those two for me were like the top pass catchers. And look, I think whoever really meshes well with Jerry Jeudy in that quarterback room is like going to be huge, right? He's your number one receiver. And I thought Joe just kind of like picked up where he left off from 2023 in terms of how he looked here on the Berea practice field the other day.
Ashley, the morning show cast aspersions at my guy Jonathan Peterlin, saying he's not a guy's guy.
It might be the Taylor Swift concert I went to years ago, Ashley. I'm not sure.
And we weren't quite sure what that means. So we were trying, you know, does that mean
nice,
man's
nice
man?
Guy.
Yeah, we were trying to define it too. So when you hear guy's guy, what do you think?
Oh my God, I didn't know guys even like use that phrase, because I just think of a girl's girl. Like, I'm a girl's girl, right? I'm going to always help out other women. I'm not going to be catty. Like, that sort of thing to me is a girl's girl. So a guy's guy, like, I don't know. I guess that would be a manly man. Like, I what do they mean by that?
That's kind of what we were. Yeah, we thought manly man is maybe what they meant too.
I guess I think they said it like it wasn't a good thing. And I don't think it makes Jonathan less of a man to not be a guy's guy.
Yeah, or like, are they, is it like the male equivalent of a girl's girl? Like, you're going to protect your buddies and stand up for them? Maybe that's what they meant, but I've quite honestly never heard it used in that context. So now I'm kind of fascinated too. I'm sorry I can't help you guys more.
I think that might be a little too emotionally deep, that last one, for Ken and Anthony.
I think so too. I don't think it's that.
I think it isn't.
They probably meant manly man or whatever, and misspoke
a
little bit.
Ashley, that would also deep. Then that would have implied that I'm like the male equivalent of like a pick me girl, and that just, no one wants to be that, right? That sounds.
That's like the conundrum, right? Then you're like,
awful.
A pick me, I guess, if you're a guy's guy. That's like, are you a, can men be pick me's? I don't know. That's funny.
Is it bad that I still don't know what a pick me is?
I'll have to explain you off mic.
This is why you're a guy's guy right here. Right. This is why you're a guy's guy. And I,
that and
me
chainsaw.
And Ashley, we both got this groin and be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
So what's the Browns X factor this year?
Back to the Browns. The X Factor. You know, I do have one. It's not a person. It's a thing. And it's not turning the dang football over, because, my gosh, they were one of the worst teams with turnovers. They were one of the worst teams in the net number, which, you know, subtracts your turnovers, your giveaways from your turnovers, I want to say. They were terrible at that. They really haven't been good at creating takeaways the last couple of years. So I think that's the X factor. I think they need to take care of the football. They need to not turn it over. But the defense also needs to create those takeaways that were so elusive for them last year. So if I had to pick a concept as the X factor, I think that's it for me.
Ashley, did you have any issue with Myles Garrett being in Japan and not being at the voluntary portion of OTAs?
You know, I talked about this on our podcast. Like, I don't have an issue in the sense, like, I don't think it determines anything about Myles Garrett's talent and his production this upcoming season, because truthfully, OTAs are largely passing camps, right? I think they're really important for the quarterbacks. They're really important for the pass catchers. They're really important when you're trying to install a new offense. But for D linemen and even for O linemen, when you can't hit, you're not wearing pads, I truthfully think there's only so much. Like, what's Myles Garrett going to gain out of going through bag drills? Now, I think where it would be beneficial for him to be there is just from, like, a mentorship, leadership standpoint. You know, you have some fairly young guys on this D-line, not just Mason Graham, your number 5 overall pick, but Isaiah McGuire is just about to enter his third season. I mean, really, same thing for Alex Wright, who missed most of last year, coming off a triceps tear now. So he's got some young guys around him who I'm sure, and Myles does this throughout training camp, and I'm sure whenever these guys ask for him, like, you'll see him coaching up guys on the sidelines. I think really that would be the best benefit for him to be there, but I truthfully am just not, it's hard for me to get worked up in general about guys not being at something that's voluntary, especially when they're linemen, because, like, we see what's going on out there. It's really hard to evaluate anyway. So for a guy like Myles, it's not going to make or break anything he does. But I do think if he does come, whatever he comes to, it'll be beneficial for the rookies and other younger guys on the D-line.
Spoken like a real girl's girl. Ashley, you nailed it. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. When you figure out what a guy's guy is, let me know.
I have to ask Ken and
Anthony. You're very confused all day, Ashley.
There. Ashley, yeah. Be good. Ashley Bastock there in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, Browns beat reporter. It seems like nobody knows. It's like you are going to have to explain pick me off air. Meredith has used it a few times with me, and I'm like, not at me, but about somebody else.
This basically means like you're a try hard as a girl to, but only like you're trying to curry favor with the guys instead of like girls. So you would throw down other girls in an attempt to look better in front of the guys. It'd be like if a girl was very much like pretending to like sports, for instance, and meanwhile being like, that girl's stupid. She doesn't even understand what a ground rule double is. Like that'd be like an example of a pick me girl.
The more you know. We'll react to what Ashley had to say about the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.